I'm in a slight bit of shock here at the moment. I've just received a message from a lady who is an eBay specialist who goes to the local business club. And when I say business club, I use that word loosely in terms of lots of people turn up talking about their business, what they do, offering their services. But I never really see a lot of business carried on or talked about or connecting. Maybe I haven't put my embers in the fire to stoke that up to create some interest. Maybe people don't know actually what I do and what I'm capable of, but that's by the by. There was supposedly, I got a message this morning, there was supposedly a guy at the business meeting who basically stood up and said that social networks spread viruses, and if people are using social networks at work, he can go into the office environment and stop that from happening. As in, he will charge people to go and stop people accessing social networks from work. Now, I understand the idea behind productivity at work in terms of making sure that they can't use Facebook or Twitter for whatever reason if they're not doing their work. What I don't understand is that this guy is selling his services based on the fact that he's spreading the idea that social networks are the biggest form of spreading viruses, which I find intolerable. I just it's out of order. You know, you can't go around using that as your selling pitch, that don't use social networks because they spread viruses. Okay, don't think that's true. This guy is going in. I must find out who this guy is, and this guy's, you know, must go and interview him at one of these business mornings and see what he's got to say about it all. I think I'll let him, you know, tell us all about it before I ask him the reasons why he thinks that's the case and if he's got the stats to back it up. But this is the problem. This is the mentality I keep on coming across, is that, you know, old school networks are trying to stop proliferation of these things because ultimately it comes down to transparency and finding out what that person stands for and what they're about. And some people just can't do it. They can't open up and be that, you know, they don't want to be like that. They're quite happy to be flogging their service dead horse year after year after year, and they want to slow down the progress of these things because, one, they don't understand them, two, they can't be bothered to ramp up how to learn how to use them, and three, they cast dispersions in this sphere by saying that they spread viruses. I mean, that's just insane. So now I've got that off my chest. I will go back to drinking coffee. I will reboot my human OS, and I will do something else. Actually, I'm just about to sit down and do a little Skype video one-to-one with Documentally. We're going to apply for this thing that Macney, at Macney on Twitter, just forwarded to us, which is 48 hours in Denmark, which is weird because Christian was talking about Denmark being the happiest place on Audioboo yesterday when he was in the car looking demented with his glasses on, like I told him last night. Love to travel at the forefront of digital tourism. Fasten your seatbelt, might have a free trip for you. Offering a free trip to Denmark, all expenses paid, plane, hotel, food and fun. What's the catch? We want to show you how to use digital media when you travel as a tourist. We want you to tell how you research the trip, how you use digital media, how you share your experiences when you get home. We expect blogging, Twittering, live streaming, Flickering. I mean, we do all this. This is the on-the-ground team. It's what me and Christian both do every day, day in, day out. This is what we, you know, drives us to do what we do in this sphere, is we enjoy producing content. So I'm really buzzed up. We're both applying for it. And I would like, ultimately, for us to go as a team. I don't know if they just want one person. I think they'd get more out of it if they had both of us, so we could do sort of camera shots, you know, one person films the other person films the other person. And Christian's got the ability, he just goes off and interviews people, gets people talking about stuff, whereas I tend to do all the background stuff with the technical side of it. Well, that's not necessarily true, but that's sometimes how it works out. But I've started to get a little bit more confident about questioning people with audio and video tools. But I think we could do a good job. We did a good job at South by Southwest the first year, 2 years ago, for On the Ground, the experiment. And last year with Butter Magnet was, well, this year with Butter Magnet was awesome. So I hope they consider us. There is 10 people signed up at the moment on the right-hand side, and they've extended the time, so they've obviously not found who they're looking for yet. So all good. God, that's 5 minutes. Sorry about that, guys.